On November 29th, 2017, the Los Angeles Times posted an article called How a U.S. Citizen Was Mistakenly Targeted for Deportation. He's not alone. Sergio Carrillo had already been handcuffed in the Home Depot parking lot when an officer wearing a Homeland Security uniform appeared. "Homeland Security? What do you want with me?" Carrillo asked. Ignoring Carrillo's demands for an explanation, the officer ordered the 39-year-old taken to a federal detention facility in downtown Los Angeles for people believed to be in the country illegally. "You're making a big mistake," Carrillo recalled saying from the back seat to the officers driving him. "I'm a United States citizen." The arrest last year was the start of a perplexing and frightening ordeal for Carrillo, who said in an interview with the Times that immigration officials scoffed at his repeated claims of citizenship and instead opened a case against him in immigration court to have him deported. It would take 4 days for government officials to concede their mistake and release Carrillo. The case, say civil rights attorneys and other critics of the country's immigration enforcement system, highlights the broader problems with how people are targeted for deportation. They argue databases used by immigration officials to determine who is and isn't in the country legally are beset by outdated and inaccurate information. That leads to an unknown number of United States citizens being detained each year. Since 2002, ICE has wrongly identified at least 2,840 United States citizens as possibly eligible for deportation, and at least 214 of them were taken into custody for some period of time, according to ICE records analyzed by Transactional Records Access Clearinghouse at Syracuse University. Because ICE in January of 2017 stopped releasing data on those it takes into custody, it is impossible to know how many citizens have been caught up in the aggressive push to increase arrests and deportations being carried out under President Trump. In one case, Guadalupe Plasencia complained that she was transferred from San Bernardino County Jail to ICE custody in March despite having become a citizen 2 decades earlier. The 59-year-old hairdresser said she was released when only her daughter showed ICE agents her passport. Editor's note, and a hairdresser, a 60-year-old hairdresser, clearly a threat to national security. On Wednesday, attorneys for Carrillo announced a settlement in the deal which the government will pay him $20,000 to resolve a civil lawsuit he filed over the arrest. He became a citizen as part of the naturalization process as a young teenager. As an adult, he had 2 serious run-ins with law enforcement, a 2007 conviction for carrying a concealed weapon, and another in 2011 for sending sexually explicit material to a minor, according to law enforcement, trying to make him look like some sort of criminal, which obviously did something wrong, in an effort to make their mistake look less poor. Here's the problem. There's a large number of Americans that if I read that story to you, they just don't even flinch. Imagine roving gangs of American federal agents just arresting people in the streets. And if it were happening in Carmel, Indiana, or 90210 Beverly Hills, federal marshals were just wrongly arresting people constantly. Do you think there might be an outcry? Do you think there might be a discussion? Now, this article was first posted and really started to circulate almost a year ago. And it's just now starting to reach Twitter and Facebook and social media and starting to be discussed. Listen, I'm not going to lie to you. I just got a very important phone call and I have no idea where I left off. So if this transition made no sense, I'm sorry. I didn't want this one to be very long anyways. I just feel this is an important story that is starting to bubble up. I've obviously done way too much this week already in terms... I don't have a lot to say today. This is the only thing that I think that I didn't have left to say after 3 We Are Libertarians and 5 Chris Spangle shows and a bonus show. I'm tapped dry. I'm spitting dust here. But this is really important to me, I think, and I think it should be to most Americans, because you've got ICE agents, and no matter what you think about immigration, do you think American citizens should be picked up and arrested without due process because they look Hispanic? Like, that's really what's going on here. Let's call a spade a spade. They are arresting people because they're brown. And then demanding to see their papers. They're arresting people because of their ethnic heritage and then demanding papers. The United States government. Now, normally when that happens, when a central government starts doing that, it usually doesn't turn out well. Just saying. All right, everybody. Thanks for joining me here on this Chris Spangle Show. I'm very fortunate to have the best audience in the entire world, and I appreciate you guys listening. And listen, I got nothing left for you. Except love. I always have more love. All right, I'll see you next week.